From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. U.S. TV network says an Egyptian airline has found the wreckage of a passenger plane that went missing over the Mediterranean Sea on a flight from Paris to Cairo. CNN quoted EgyptAir's vice president on Thursday as confirming the discovery of the wreckage. Egypt's aviation minister says the early Thursday crash of the Airbus plane was more likely caused by a terrorist attack than by a technical failure. It had 66 people on board. Journalist Edward Uranian in Cairo says Egyptian authorities are concerned about how the crash will affect tourism to the country.
What the retired Egyptian officials have been trying to say in private is that they're worried that another air mishap is likely to further impact the tourism sector, which has already been negatively impacted by a crash, the crash of the Russian passenger jet over the Sinai last October, and of the hijacking of an EgyptAir domestic flight to Cyprus last March, in addition to two separate attacks on tourists in Luxor and Hurghada, which are major tourist destinations in addition to Sharm el-Sheikh.
An Egyptian official said France would be held responsible for any security lapse if terrorism is confirmed to be the cause of the crash. A Nigerian schoolgirl rescued from 2 years of captivity with Boko Haram Islamist militants has met Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari in Abuja. Amina Ali Darsha Nkeki was flown into the Nigerian capital on Thursday from the northeast regional capital, Maiduguri. She wore a veil and multicolored dress as she met in Buhari's office. This is VOA. France's parliament is extending a state of emergency for 2 months to cover two major upcoming sporting events. The state of emergency has been in effect since 130 people were killed in November during coordinated attacks on bars, cafes, and a football stadium and a music hall in Paris. The French government's spy chief, Patrick Calvar, told a parliamentary committee last week that France is clearly the country most threatened by the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda militant groups. Calvar said he fears the terrorists are planning a new form of attack that can be repeated in areas where large crowds gather to create a climate of panic. UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says no date has been set for the resumption of suspended intra-Syrian peace talks to resolve the country's civil war. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva on why Mistura is keeping the peace talks on hold.
The UN mediator says he is in a hurry to restart the Syria peace talks that were suspended at the end of April. But Staffan de Mistura says it will not happen until certain conditions are met.
If we don't have the atmosphere conducive for increasing the cessation of hostilities tenure, and we don't get what we've been asking, and everyone has been asking, a substantial improvement on humanitarian access, then the credibility of the next round of talks would be in question, and I don't want to expose that. Therefore, I'm not going to give you a date yet.
The Syrian opposition's High Negotiations Committee walked out of the last round of talks in Geneva because of the government's repeated violations of the cessation of hostilities agreement. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Democratic Republic of Congo's government has issued an arrest warrant for Moise Katumbi, an opposition leader planning an election challenge to President Joseph Kabila. A Congolese government spokesman told VOA French to Africa on Thursday that the arrest warrant was issued after Katumbi was indicted on a charge of hiring mercenaries. Four foreigners, including a former U.S. soldier, were arrested at a Katumbi rally in the city of Lubumbashi 2 weeks ago. And a roadside bomb went off Thursday in southern Afghanistan, killing a top Afghan army commander. Local officials told VOA that General Abdul Basir Sherwand of the Afghan Army's 205 Corps was involved in an anti-Taliban operation in Kandahar province when he was killed by that blast. No other details were immediately available on that security operation. I'm Michael Lippin, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.